Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It has been a wet summer thus far. Well, a wet June. Summer starts today, and I got a new dog at home, by the way, and I did change his name to Grady. Those of you that texted yesterday, I was opining that I might do that. I got the tags yesterday. Teddy didn't seem to fit, and he just seems more of a Grady. So the dog's name from henceforth will be Grady, and I hope he understands that. Joe Martin joins us now, our friend who is the owner of Terminix and a board-certified entomologist. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
I'm okay. I mentioned Grady because now I'm concerned with, man, this dog will spot stuff in the yard like you wouldn't believe and jump up and down. And I don't know if it's a snake. I don't know if it's a worm. I don't know if it's a bug. I don't know if it's something I should worry about with him or not. What do we need to look out for? And is this year different because it has been such a rainy June?
Yeah, so the rain at summertime in New Orleans, Tommy, and the rain is it's making these insects go wild. So the rain really brings out mosquitoes, brings out the big roaches you see flying, and yet certainly we have a lot of fleas going on right now in people's yards and in their homes.
When it comes to the grass, I know is growing. You can almost hear it grow. But how important is it that you keep the grass cut, and how much of a aggravating factor can that be, Joe?
Yeah, having the grass cuts, it's important because it's gonna eliminate harborage for insects or fleas, and it also allows, if you do a treatment in your yard, it allows the product to distribute evenly on the yard. So when your cat or dog goes in the yard, they're less likely to get fleas if the yard's treated. So it's very important to have the animal treated, too, because most of the time these fleas, they're going to start with the cats, and then they're going to get on your dog, and then they're going to get into the house. Fleas usually reproduce better on animals than on humans, so yeah, they're really more attracted to the animals, but they certainly are a pest when they get inside and in wood floors. Sometimes they're very difficult to get. So that's just something to watch out for.
When they get in wood floors?
Yes, fleas can get in wood floors. And fleas, yes, they get in the cracks in these wood floors at some of our houses, Uptown, Mid-City, Lakeview, and they're difficult to get rid of. But, you know, we can do it, but it's certainly important to be on the lookout. Sometimes if you throw a white cloth, Tommy, in your house, if you think you have fleas, the fleas will hop on that white cloth.
Wow.
And then the other thing with the – go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, what do you do? How do you get rid of them? Can you spray, or does Terminix have to tent your house? Or are we back to a Seinfeld episode here, or what?
No. So when you get fleas, no tenting. You come in with a traditional aerosol or spray treatment in the house, in the harboring area where your cat or dog usually hangs out. And we spray the floors, the baseboards, and then we go ahead and treat your yard. And it's a really successful treatment. Sometimes it may take two treatments because they really are good hiders. But other times it's just usually one treatment and it's a one and done. But the other thing this really rain brings out that I'm sure you've seen on the news is the mosquitoes, Tommy.
Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with them?
Well, we're seeing a lot. I mean, you've seen on the news on New Orleans Mosquito and Termite Control Board spraying in the evening. It's very important for people to walk around their house. And if you have standing water, dump it out, because these mosquitoes, they can breed in the size of a bottle cap. So any standing water, we need to pour out around our house, because these mosquitoes, with all the rain, I mean, it is the perfect environment for them to reproduce. And, you know, it can really be a public nuisance.
Is that in how often do you have to do that? I guess what I'm trying to say. Here's the point I was stumbling over, Joe, is that everybody that has anything outside of their home, chances are if it rains, it's going to collect water. So do you have to do that every day?
After it rains,
yeah,
I would try to walk around and pour everything out. Your potted plants are collecting water. I mean, I'm looking outside right now and I see a wagon. A kid's wagon's collecting water. These are all harboring areas, if there's standing water, that mosquitoes can reproduce in. So it's important to pour it out. And, you know, you could get a mosquito treatment in your yard. There's green products. There's longer-lasting products. But that's been a real nuisance with all the rain. It really brings out the mosquitoes, also roaches. So that's just something we have to really watch out for.
Let me take a break. I want to invite the audience in, 504-260-1870, Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line. If you have any questions, please do not ever text and drive. We're talking to Joe Martin, our friend, owner of Terminix, board-certified entomologist. Somebody texted in about little flies that they think are coming from their kitchen sink. You can address that when we come back. I have a kind of similar thing, but I also have a bad eye, Joe, where I have floaters, so I'm not quite sure if I'm seeing a bug or floaters in the eye. 852, 8 till 9, traffic, WWL. Joe Martin, our guest here on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker. Joe's the owner of Terminix, board-certified entomologist. Joe, I read that text that talked about me with the floaters. Maybe I was seeing flies, maybe I'm not. I'm thinking I'm seeing flies because the text line went crazy here with people saying the same thing, that they got them in the kitchen, seem to be coming out of the sink, says one text. Another one says they put boiling water down the drain, nothing happens. Another one says they consistently run the garbage disposal, nothing happens. Are we imagining things here? Are there some type of fly that is intrinsic to the kitchen or the drain or what?
So those are fruit flies, and fruit flies are these tiny little flies, and if you look really close, Tommy, they have red eyes, and that's really the characteristic you look for in a fruit fly.
I can't tell if they're floaters or flies, and you want me to look at their eyes, Joe? Come on. Anyway,
right.
If they have red eyes, they're fruit flies. Okay, so what do you do?
If you're an entomologist, so listen, it's warm outside, so they really reproduce very fast in the warm weather. And what happens is you're most likely bringing these fruit flies home in from the store. Mm. So their larvae or eggs are on bananas, vegetables.
I eat a lot of
fruit. You bring them into the store.
I do.
Right. You put them on the counter. It's warm, and they start to reproduce. Or you have organic matter in your drain, and they're reproducing in the organic matter. So you have to eliminate the organic matter, trash, and do a very, very thorough cleaning or throw out what they're eating. So that's really where they're coming in from.
So do you put it in a refrigerator? Would that minimize any of this, the fruit?
Yes, that will minimize it. Yes, that will help. Yes.
Thank you,
especially
Joe.
Wait,
go ahead.
Thanks, Tommy. No, especially if you have garbage liners where you throw out your garbage and you have some organic matter and in your garbage disposal, you know, there's a bunch of gunk in there and you really have to clean that out. You eliminate that harbor source, you eliminate the fruit flies.
Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.